KDW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Ukraine says it got a Russian general in Moscow. Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov killed in a bomb blast.
Sources telling ABC News that Ukraine's security services, the SBU, was behind the attack, saying he was a war criminal, calling him an entirely legitimate target. They found him guilty, though, of giving orders using chemical weapons against Ukrainian troops, warning others that retribution for war crimes is inevitable.
ABC's Ian Pannell. No motive established in Monday's deadly mass shooting at a Christian school in Madison, Wisconsin. The 15-year-old girl shooter killed herself after killing two and wounding six, the police chief promising to prosecute those responsible for bogus bomb threats at Madison schools on Tuesday. A judge in Helena, Montana, temporarily blocked state policies that prevent trans individuals from changing their gender on driver licenses and birth certificates. The policies blocked as a lawsuit against them works its way through the courts. This is ABC News. A seventh homicide charge against accused prolific Long Island, New York serial murderer Rex Heuermann.
Suspected back in June of being Valerie Mack's killer, Heuermann is now formally charged after DNA tests of a hair found on her back, says Suffolk County, New York DA Raymond Tierney. Her family?
They're very grateful for the small bit of closure.
The Gilgo Beach Task Force continues to investigate, says the DA.
Not only evidence for the charged crimes, but has continued to work on other uncharged crimes as well.
As many as five other people.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Political turmoil in the Navajo Nation, one of the largest Native American tribes in these United States. The Navajo Attorney General announced that an investigation had cleared tribal president Bu Nygren of sexual harassment allegations by Vice President Rochelle Montoya. As the results were announced, the Navajo Council voted 13-6 to oust Attorney General Ethel Branch from office. There was no explanation for that action. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot!
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Packers rest up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers players getting an extra day off. Their next game is on Monday Night Football from Lambeau Field against the struggling New Orleans Saints. The Wisconsin Badgers announced that they're welcoming a new quarterback, Danny O'Neill, who started as a true freshman this year for San Diego State. College hoops. After losing three straight last week, the Wisconsin Badgers have dropped out of the AP Top 25. They had been ranked as high as 11th in the nation. They beat Butler over the weekend. Head coach Greg Gard.
I think we were getting better during that stretch, and I think obviously when you play really good teams, you're going to have adversity.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Thunder tonight in Las Vegas for the NBA Cup. Odds makers have Oklahoma City as 5-point favorites. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers, what the tournament means for the team.
You don't get to get this experience during a regular season. Yeah. This will help us. This will help Oklahoma and Atlanta, Houston, everybody that was here. It's going to help us later.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a new show to binge, here's one of Pete's picks. I highly recommend The Day of the Jackal on Peacock. I just finished the series, and it didn't disappoint. The show stars Eddie Redmayne as the Jackal and Lashana Lynch as a detective chasing him across Europe. The show does not conform to stereotypical norms when it comes to likability for its characters, which is refreshing. Both lead characters are interesting, and the first season ends unapologetically and a bit shockingly. The table is set perfectly for season two. Highly recommend. Even though Wicked is still in theaters and will continue raking in the big bucks through the holidays, there is already buzz about Wicked 2 and its title. The sequel has been named Wicked for Good. did. The title was revealed by Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, who spilled the beans on their social media platforms. The film has already been shot, but Wicked fans will have to pace themselves. It doesn't open in theaters until next November. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few flurries or brief snow showers this evening, cloudy tonight, low mid-20s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, high in the upper 20s. Then snow showers late tomorrow night into Thursday with accumulations. Breezy as well, high upper 20s. Current temp is 30.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, stops in for a hump day edition. And we'll see, maybe Luke Mathers and Trigny Olsen as well. It's a potpourri. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
I'm going to admit something that I normally would not admit. A lot of times I don't wear underwear.
We got to go to a break.
I don't have a cart, and I'm carrying this stuff.
Yeah.
I got my finger in the loop, holding my pants up, because they would literally go down. And twice, people stop me. Hey, John Mino, as I'm trying to hold my pants up and hold my stuff in my arms.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Ukraine says it got a Russian general in Moscow. Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov killed in a bomb blast.
Sources telling ABC News that Ukraine's security services, the SBU, was behind the attack, saying he was a war criminal, calling him an entirely legitimate target. They found him guilty, though, of giving orders using chemical weapons against Ukrainian troops, warning others that retribution for war crimes is inevitable.
ABC's Ian Pannell. No motive established in Monday's deadly mass shooting at a Christian school in Madison, Wisconsin. The 15-year-old girl shooter killed herself after killing two and wounding six, the police chief promising to prosecute those responsible for bogus bomb threats at Madison schools on Tuesday. A judge in Helena, Montana, temporarily blocked state policies that prevent trans individuals from changing their gender on driver licenses and birth certificates. The policies blocked as a lawsuit against them works its way through the courts. This is ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're a fan of the shows Baby Reindeer or Stranger Things, you might be interested in a new show that is being developed at Netflix. The Duffer Brothers, who created Stranger Things, and Veronica Tofilska, who created Baby Reindeer, are teaming up for a new show called Something Very Bad Is Going to Happen. The episodic horror series will star Camilla Marone and Adam DeMarco. If you're looking for a can't-miss film to watch over the holidays, it's probably not Netflix's new Carry On. Having said that, it is available from the comfort of your chair and is nonstop. If you can look past some plot logic, you'll probably be entertained as there is good action and it does move along nicely. The film stars Taron Egerton as a TSA agent who is being controlled by a terrorist organization led by Jason Bateman, who gets to show his incredible range as an actor. The film Carry On got an 80% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but only 60% of audiences liked it. I am definitely in the 40%, but check it out for yourself. Good premise, not so great execution. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Packers rest up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers players getting an extra day off. Their next game is on Monday Night Football from Lambeau Field against the struggling New Orleans Saints. The Wisconsin Badgers announced that they're welcoming a new quarterback, Danny O'Neill, who started as a true freshman this year for San Diego State. College hoops. After losing three straight last week, the Wisconsin Badgers have dropped out of the AP Top 25. They had been ranked as high as 11th in the nation. They beat Butler over the weekend. Head coach Greg Gard.
I think we were getting better during that stretch, and I think obviously when you play really good teams, you're going to have adversity.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Thunder tonight in Las Vegas for the NBA Cup. Odds makers have Oklahoma City as 5-point favorites. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers, what the tournament means for the team.
You don't get to get this experience during a regular season. Yeah. This will help us. This will help Oklahoma and Atlanta, Houston, everybody that was here. It's going to help us later.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Just a little bit of light snow or flurries in the overnight. Light west winds. Low temperatures will drop to the mid-20s. On Wednesday, we'll see some morning flurries, then mix of clouds and sunshine. Northwest winds turning breezy with highs near 30. It's 30 at our studios.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and it's
credit consultants who run the campaigns make their money by taking a commission on placing ads on television. When the Republicans had these media operations, well, the biggest one obviously was Twitter, and Elon Musk just tweaked the algorithm. It cost him $40 billion to do it, but he tweaked the algorithm. And by the way, Elon Musk has made almost $200 billion just since Trump was elected. $200 billion? Twitter cost him $44 billion? He put, you know, $277 million into Trump's campaign, or into getting Trump elected. Seems like a pretty good investment. But here we have Democrats going, oh, yeah, let's put the 74-year-old guy with throat cancer in charge of one of the top committees in Congress, one of the place where you can speak up and sound off and make big waves and get lots of publicity. Let's put this guy there. What kind of fools are running the Democratic Party right now? Barron in Los Angeles. Hey, Barron, what's on your mind today?
Couple things. First of all, I transitioned from UnitedHealthcare to traditional Medicare and added a D plan. And I was just, well, you mentioned yesterday that you, you've been on Medicare for about 9 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it'll be 8 years because I'm 73. So, yeah.
Okay. I'm up there with you, 71. I was just curious, are there anything that you can add or any, not you, but that one can add that would enhance, because I lost a few things coming off of the United